The leaders of Pakistan and India are in Almaty, Kazakhstan today, attending a regional Asian summit. It was hoped the meeting could help diffuse tensions over the disputed region of Kashmir. India and Pakistan, both possessing nuclear weapons, have amassed 1 million troops along their common border in recent months. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is in Almaty. What are the latest developments at the summit?
Well, Bob, the latest developments are that President Musharraf just held an hour-long news conference here in Almaty. He was speaking about his meeting this afternoon with Russian President Vladimir Putin. President Putin, of course, had tried unsuccessfully to get Prime Minister Vajpayee to agree to a face-to-face meeting with President Musharraf here in Almaty. That did not happen today. But President Musharraf did say that President Putin had made a new suggestion, namely that President Musharraf come to Moscow for talks and that Prime Minister Vajpayee of India would also be invited to come to Moscow for talks. It's not exactly clear what the nature of this proposal is, whether President Putin has in mind direct talks in Moscow between President Musharraf and Prime Minister Vajpayee, or whether this would be more, in effect, shuttle diplomacy or mediation between President Putin and the two leaders.
Now, Vajpayee and Musharraf addressed the summit today. What did they say?
Well, this summit has been called the Conference on Interaction and Confidence-Building Measures in Asia, somewhat inappropriately. There was not much confidence built here today, I can tell you that. The summit effectively disintegrated into mutual recriminations between Prime Minister Vajpayee and President Musharraf. President Musharraf spoke first. He did roundly condemn terrorism in any form, as he called it, but he then lashed out at India, saying that India was guilty for essentially provoking the conflict around Kashmir because it is not allowing Kashmiris to determine their own fate. It's not allowing Kashmiris to have self-determination. And he said this was building tension, and he said these types of situations are the situations in which people are driven to violence. And on Prime Minister Vajpayee's side, he said that, again, accused Pakistan of allowing terrorist training camps to function on its territory and allowing militants to cross over the line of control into Indian-held Kashmir. He also made a veiled accusation that Pakistan was engaging in nuclear blackmail, as he called it. Pakistan, of course, has not disavowed the possible first use of nuclear weapons, as India says. India has always said that it will never use nuclear weapons first, that it would only use nuclear weapons if attacked first.
So there was just a lot more public rhetoric and no agreement, at least that you can tell.
Essentially, there was very little progress made today. President Musharraf this evening at his news conference did try to put a somewhat positive spin on things by saying, we have at least agreed that terrorism is an evil which must be dealt with. But there was certainly nothing concrete which came out of today's summit meeting in terms of progress, either in getting the two sides to sit down or in addressing substantive issues.
Well, they've both been invited to Moscow to talk with Putin. Are they going?
Well, President Musharraf has always said that he's ready to sit down with Prime Minister Vajpayee at any time. So this is not a new position from President Musharraf. He indeed said he would, of course, be willing to go to Moscow at any time. This is not likely to be received well by the Indian side, however. I did speak with an Indian foreign ministry official just a few minutes ago, and she said that, first of all, they did not know about the Putin proposal. Second of all, she said that Pakistan knows what India's conditions are for talks, and namely the conditions are that Pakistan crack down on these cross-border incursions into Indian-held Kashmir and crack down on terrorist training camps. And she said a change of venue certainly is not going to change anything.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Almaty, Kazakhstan.